How many of you have seen Lara Croft, The Cradle of Life? The film revolves around a celestial event where all the planets appear from Earth to be lined up one behind the other. This supposedly results in catastrophic events on Earth. Thankfully, according to the movie, this happens only once every 5,000 years. Moreover, Hollywood notwithstanding, it can never happen. A planetary alignment means that three or more planets line up in a row, as seen from the Earth, in the same area of the sky, that is, a parade of planets. The planets lie roughly on a line called the ecliptic, the path that the Sun appears to follow against the background of stars as we on Earth orbit the Sun. The parade can be tens of degrees in length. A planetary conjunction is when two or more planets appear to be close in the sky. Typically, close means within a few degrees. Note that a conjunction can be between other astronomical objects, not just planets. However, for today, we are considering just planetary conjunctions. The Cradle of Life film depicts a total conjunction of all eight planets other than Earth. The film was produced before Pluto was demoted. The total conjunction depicted in Cradle of Life is impossible because the planets are not located on exactly the same plane, i.e. some of them lie above the plane and some below the ecliptic. Hence, they cannot line up exactly. The most recent planetary alignment was June 3rd. The parade spanned 73 degrees in the eastern sky just before sunrise. However, the media overhyped the event as only two planets were visible to the naked eye. However, on June 29th at 4:45 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Jupiter, Mars, a crescent moon, and Saturn will be on display. They will span about 78 degrees. Mars will be the most challenging because it's the faintest of those objects. The most spectacular planetary conjunctions are when two or more planets are within 1 degree, about twice the diameter of the full moon, and are naked eye visible. Likely the best one in 2024 will be August 14th, when Mars and Jupiter will be 1/3 of a degree apart from about 3:30 a.m. MDT until an hour before sunrise at 5:30 a.m. Both alignments and conjunctions can be wonderful to observe, and you don't have to worry about any catastrophes. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society and KVNF Community Radio. I'm Brian Cashin.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.